Hello. If you are a lead-acid battery user or a person keen on learning, then this podcast is for you. You will enjoy listening to Ramesh Natarajan, a veteran from the battery industry who has over 42 years of experience in designing, manufacturing, marketing, and servicing of lead-acid batteries. Enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to today's episode, wherein I shall outline the 8 major reasons for explosion of lead-acid batteries. Lead-acid batteries are very safe, and usually there are no reasons for a battery catching fire or exploding due to a fault in the chemistry of these batteries. There are a few occasions of fire due to thermal runaway in the case of sealed maintenance-free lead-acid batteries. However, the vented type flooded electrolyte lead-acid batteries are relatively much safer with very few cases of explosion or fire. The cases of fires in the case of electric vehicles wherein lithium-ion batteries are used has put the spotlight on battery fires and safety-related issues. A lead-acid battery can explode due to either or a combination of the following reasons. 1. The battery can explode if the vent holes of the vent plugs are clogged due to the battery being used in a dusty or dirty environment. The batteries having such clogged holes of vent plugs shall not allow the gases to escape, due to which there shall be a pressure buildup leading to an explosion. 2. The battery can explode if it is subject to an overcharge, that is, if it is charged continuously though it is fully charged. When a battery is fully charged, it means that the active material has converted fully. It has become sponge lead on the negative and lead dioxide on the positive. In such a condition, there is no lead sulfate active material to be converted chemically on both the positive and the negative plates. The electrical energy fed by the charger, which is supposed to be converted to chemical energy, is converted to heat energy. The electrolyte gets heated up and the evolving explosive hydrogen gas generated builds up the pressure under the vent plugs, thereby causing the vent plugs to pop up or builds up pressure sufficient enough to explode the battery. The third reason is if the battery is charged using an incorrect charger. When the battery is connected to a charger which is meant for a larger capacity battery, the charger starts charging the battery at a higher than recommended current. In such cases, the battery life is affected and the active material from the plates start shedding, creating an internal short. The internal short causes heat and explosion. In this case, the internal short is not because of a manufacturing defect, but it is due to an incorrect charger selection. The fourth reason is the battery explodes if sources of static electricity cause spark in the vicinity of batteries. Also, naked flames or sparks of welding or any other sparks near the batteries, especially when the batteries are on charge, can cause a fire or explosion. As and when batteries are on charge, hydrogen gases are evolved. Hydrogen gas is very flammable and it yields explosive mixtures with air and oxygen. Since hydrogen gas is flammable, the source of spark with oxygen from the atmosphere can lead to a fire and explosion of the battery. Hence, even smoking cigarettes is not recommended in rooms where batteries are on charge. The fifth reason is explosion of batteries if the batteries are on charge in a room with improper ventilation. When batteries are on charge, hydrogen and oxygen are both evolved as gases. They do recombine to form water, but not fully. If the hydrogen gas is evolved to such an extent that the concentration of hydrogen gas is greater than 4%, it can cause an explosion of the battery. Hence, batteries must be charged in an atmosphere where the gases can escape. The battery manufacturers usually recommend battery charging areas or rooms to have adequate ventilation with at least 6 air changes per hour. In fact, if there is an exhaust fan in the battery room, there must be an air inlet diagonally opposite to where the exhaust fan is placed. This ensures that fresh air keeps coming in and it is exhausted along with the hydrogen which is evolved in that room. The sixth reason is if a battery of smaller than recommended size or lower AH capacity is used. At times, due to non-availability of correct capacity batteries or cost consideration, batteries of lower capacities are fitted to equipments or material handling vehicles. In such cases, the charger being of a much larger capacity than required by the battery, it tends to overcharge the battery, it heats up the battery, causes bubbling and gassing with a possible explosion of the battery due to pressure buildup within the battery container. Hence, there are at times vehicles wherein, suppose you need a N70 battery and it's not available with the dealer, you end up telling the dealer, fit a N50 battery. But this is not recommended. Similarly, in forklifts, where a 48 volt 553 AH battery is required, due to cost consideration, sometimes the user says, please give me a 48 volt 450 AH or a 48 volt 400 AH battery. The voltage is the same, but the ampere hour capacity is substantially reduced and you are using a charger which is meant for a 553 AH for a 400 or a 450 AH battery. This is not recommended, and at times like these, the batteries can explode. The seventh reason, the battery can explode if the battery terminals are shorted externally with any metal object or conducting substance. A loose contact at the terminal ends causing sparks can also be a cause of explosion or fire. The last reason, which is the eighth reason, is the battery can explode if it has an internal short due to a manufacturing defect. This internal shorting can be due to a missing separator during the assembly, or lead run between the plates during the assembly, or premature shedding of the active material. However, such a manufacturing defect is a rare occurrence since it is a defect which can be detected easily by a quality control inspector at the final battery assembly inspection stage. In case the same fault is not detected by the manufacturer due to any reason, the fault in the manufacturer manifests itself within 10 to 15 days or at the most within a month of battery use. Hence, this reason is a very rare occurrence and is not a very common reason for explosion of a lead acid battery. From the details provided by me, it is clear that lead acid battery chemistry is safe and it is not prone to fires due to thermal runaway, which is a very common phenomena typical to lithium ion battery chemistry. Thus, lead acid batteries are comparatively much safer than lithium ion batteries. Almost all the reasons for a mishap in lead acid batteries are external causes, and thus abuse or misuse or non-maintenance of the batteries are the reasons for the lead acid battery fires or explosions. Thus, proper use and maintenance of lead acid batteries guarantee safe performance without any cause for worry in the case of lead acid batteries. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Please do visit www.rameshnatrajan.in. You may contact us by writing to rameshnkailad@gmail.com. rameshnkailad@gmail.com. Keep yourself updated about our new releases by hitting the subscribe button.